The thing about making lots of beer is you have to put it somewhere. Now, kegs are good, but cans are better. Kenai River has had cans available for years, but getting them filled was a laborious process. Owner Doug Hoag says at first it was all by hand, just a few cans a minute. Then they upgraded to a machine they call Hal. When he felt like it, Hal could push a lot of canned beer if someone was there to keep an eye on things.
It got its name for a very good reason. So it's named after Hal 9000, 2001 Space Odyssey, and it would just choose to not do what it's supposed to do.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So that's why it got its name. Once we figured it out, it actually was a really good machine for us, and we were running about 12 cans a minute. For the time and the point of our operation, it was great. We had minimal space. It's a small footprint machine, so it worked really, really well.
A small footprint was great in the brewery's first location on Aspen Street in Soldotna, but the new place they moved into a couple of years ago near the Y is basically a warehouse, so it was time for an upgrade. Hoag says his can salesman tipped him off about a company making canning machines for craft brewers from Colorado all the way to Alaska.
And then Gabe Fletcher from up at Anchorage Brewing Company, he actually knew these guys too. Well, he bought one. So I was able to go up and kind of take a peek at his. I'm like, yep, this is what I want.
Slowly, the various pieces of the Cody Craft canning system arrived, and eventually, so did a machinist to help put it all together.
Shayla, this is Brian.
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian Sewell has a pretty cool gig at Cody, making trips to the breweries to set up the machine and train staff.
Now it will stop after layer 21. So whatever it shows is what it will do. So
perfect.
It's going to run the full power.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Okay.
Yep, and start. So now it's going to raise it.
How big is the market for a machine this size and for operations this big? Is it growing?
So I'm from Denver, and just in Denver alone, in the city limits, there's 162 craft breweries. There's got to be at least, let's say 50 of those that are ready to can and do some big production.
This thing does about 47 cans a minute, four times what the old machine would do. It starts with an empty pallet of cans being fed up through a marvel of machinery called a depal, a depalletizer. Up they go into a track that feeds them down, one at a time, quickly, into the filler.
Come into the filler, and I mean, this is kind of what I was talking about earlier with the counter pressure. Essentially, the whole fill head assembly right here drops down onto the cans, and you can actually hear it. It's putting CO2 into the can as it's dropping down.
Yeah.
And it'll flush or do an evac cycle. Whichever the brewery chooses, they kind of find their happy medium.
They're given a quick rinse, laser scan to make sure they're properly filled, capped into six packs, cased up, and finally repalletized for shipping. And yeah, Doug says they already did the whole Laverne and Shirley thing.
With the glove? We did a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
At one point, we were doing the Lucille Ball thing with the candies. We were like having to put the beers in our pockets, and yeah, they were coming by too fast.
Recreated classic television moments aside, though, what this big fancy new canner means is a lot more beer out the door with a lot less effort. And that suits brewers Andy Schaffsma and Sissy Bird just fine.
What is this the sound of to you guys?
Like, what does it mean to me on some kind of deep philosophical level? Industry!
Money in the bank, baby!
All good things for a growing brewery, but a machine like this begs the question, how much beer does a craft brewer have to churn out before it's not so much a craft brewer anymore? That's a question Doug Hoag has thought some about. Quality, he says, is the main marker, but really, it's tough to quantify and say X amount of beer disqualifies you as a craft business.
And there are some really big breweries that are still craft breweries. They still do an amazing job, but it pulls away from this whole family feel that we have in our place. All of our employees, I look at them as my children. I love everybody that works here. It's like this big family. That's what I don't want to lose.
Hoag says this is a pretty good spot, busy, but not too busy, and way easier to handle now that Hal is retired. The new machine, by the way, is going by the name Swayze for the time being. The story behind that, though, is best told over a cold beer. In Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.